It's Monday, March 25th, and this is news that you can use from car... What? Oh, I forgot. It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and this is news that you can use from God, I am out of it today. Hey, it's your host, me, Ray. That's Zach. I screwed up the opening. I do apologize, everybody. Give me a weekend off and look what happens.
All right, CarEdge.com. Today's show is brought to you by us, damn it. If we can help you out, end of the month of March. And wow, man, the deals are coming. So let us help you out if we can, CarEdge.com. Dad, the big story today, the price cuts. They are among us. All right. The email I received just this morning from one of the dealers in the Car Edge dealer network was this one, Dad. You ready for this?
I am.
Zach, I just updated pricing with Stellantis and got super, super aggressive. We will not be able to discount any further for your customers. I cannot swap in cars for these prices. This is to clear out our inventory and will be thousands below market value. Please let your team know the plan. Swaps will be at invoice pricing if a customer needs a specific vehicle. I've got more data that I'm going to show you, but this is a real live email this morning from a car dealer, a Stellantis dealer, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, saying, look, I can't even go any deeper for your customers. We just updated pricing because we have too much inventory. We got to move the metal. You can't be surprised to see this, are you?
Not at all, no. I think my headline sums it up. Down goes prices! Down goes prices! It's just, you know, as much as our commenters would like to say, I haven't seen anything. Well, you know, we've got the stats to back it up. Zach actually is bringing receipts today, ladies and gentlemen. And I think what people are really saying, if I may, when they say, well, I haven't seen anything, what they're saying is they haven't gone down enough. They're still too damn expensive. I think that's what I'm really hearing in those comments. When people say, oh, I haven't seen any changes. There are changes. Yes, in many cases over the last 4 or 5 years, MSRPs have gone up 50, 60%. And, you know, a 10 or 12 or 15% decline doesn't amount to much in most people's minds. So when I see those comments, I'm going to assume what people really mean is, yeah, I've seen the price cuts, but they're just not significant enough to get me back into the market.
I just posted this over on Twitter. Follow me over there at Shefska. Here you go, folks. This is the percent change in average transaction prices from December to March of this year. And I know we're covering it up right now, but let me zoom in, meander here. You can see the brand that has experienced the largest percent drop in price, an average transaction price over the course of 3 months. Our Dodge products down more than 12%, man. Holy cow. Chevy products, average transaction price down 9%. Cadillac products, average transaction price down nearly 8%. Ford products down 7.5%. GMC, Jeep, Ram all down 6% or so. Dad, this data is just from average transaction prices in December, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the best time to buy a car in 2023 to now.
Yes.
There are only two brands whose average transaction prices have gone up from December to now. And we'll show those in just a second. Put your guesses in the chat. But holy cow, man, the end of 23 was a great time to be in the market to buy a new car.
March of
24 is an even better time to be in the market to buy a car.
And the end of 23 was those were the steepest discounts, the biggest discounts that people were able to get was the latter part of December. So prices were at the lowest point of the year in 2023. And as you can see from that chart, they have continued to go down from there. And like I said, these are receipts. This is the real deal. These are real stats. But in too many people's minds, it doesn't represent a sizable enough decrease. Get it. I get it.
I mean, obviously, like, where's Jeep on here? Jeep is down 6%, 6.5% over the past 90 days. Well, over the prior 5 years, Jeep MSRPs went up 61%.
Yes.
So yeah, you climbed Mount Everest and now you're starting to slowly bring yourself back down to earth. That being said, 90 days and a 6% decline, or look at this Dodge again or the Chevy.
Yes.
12% decline in average transaction prices over 90 days is absurd. That's not depreciation. That's a fire sale.
Yeah, that is sizable. Whether enough for a lot of people, it's sizable enough to get them into the market, I don't know. But at least those dealers are recognizing that the pricing that they have is too high, and they have done their best to at least reduce it significantly. Significantly enough, I don't know. But you can't sneeze at like a 13.5% or 14% price decline in 90 days. How would you feel? Not you, because you don't own a house right now. But how would you feel, ladies and gentlemen, if the value of your real estate dropped, I don't know, 13, 14% in 90 days? You wouldn't feel very good about that. So as much as we'd like to say, oh, there's no change, there's change. It's just for many, many folks, it's not a big enough change, or it's not happening fast enough. But those are some staggering statistics when you look at it.
Definitely. I haven't even looked at what the new CDJR pricing is on the Car Edge Network because I just got that email this morning, but I can't wait to check. Maybe for tomorrow's show, we'll dig into some of those numbers. I've got to imagine they're very low. Two brands have seen their average transaction price go up from December to March. Toyota, which let's get that X-axis back in the chart. So it looks like Toyota prices, average transaction prices are up 2% since December of last year. And Subaru, a modest 0.5% price increase, average transaction price increase. So there you go, man. Every single other automaker have seen significant price declines. Even Genesis, 2% decline. Acura, 2% decline. Mazda, 3% decline. I mean, every automaker, every brand are seeing their average transaction prices decline over the past 90 days. And I want to just call it out here. It's the end of the quarter. Q1 ends in 6 days. You're going to see deals, folks. We're running our deals back at Car Edge. Like, you're going to see deals. It's the end of the quarter. Everyone needs to pad their numbers. We saw this last week with the story from Lincoln. They were encouraging their dealer partners to put more vehicles into service loaner fleet so that Lincoln, Ford, could mark them as retailed, as sold. You're going to see deals. And the data here, when I ran the numbers, or Justin on the team, excuse me, ran the numbers, and he shared it with me, when I put my eyes on, I was shocked, man. But at the same time, not really. Maybe we should do a correlation between this data and market days supply, which I hate to put us on a little bit of a witch hunt here, but the market days supply chart, which Car Dealership Guy tweeted out, is no longer accessible on the Cox Automotive Market Research page. I just want to show everyone here. You go to the page where it previously was, their monthly industry update.
Yeah.
And now it says, sorry, but the page you were trying to view does not exist. So anyway, a little.
Why is that, I wonder?
I plan on tweeting at them and asking that exact question. I saw that this morning because I went to pull up the data for the show and it was no longer there. I was like, huh, I wonder why it's no longer there.
Yeah. Well, because it doesn't paint a pretty picture? Is that why it's no longer there?
I mean, you tell me, like, is there a correlation between the brands that have the highest days supply of inventory and what we just saw? So, for example, Toyota has the lowest days supply of inventory, and they were the one brand or two brands that saw their average transaction price go up. Dodge isn't even on the chart because they have so much inventory, and they were the I think there's a correlation between these two charts.
I'm pretty sure those with the most inventory on a day supply of inventory have the largest decline in average transaction prices, and those with the least have the least decline in average transaction prices, or in some cases, perhaps a modest increase. So, yeah, there's a correlation between the two. Always has been. Probably always will continue to be. It is just part and parcel of normal capitalistic tendencies, which is the laws of supply and demand. As supply goes up and demand drops, prices have to come down. That's what happens. If supply goes down and demand is up, prices go up. We saw that during COVID when dealers were adding $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $10,000, $20,000 in additional dealer markup. Well, now we're seeing the opposite of that. I mean, you take a look at Dodge, and even though the number of day supply isn't on, we know it was like 243. You can't operate with a 243-day supply of vehicles and keep your pricing where it's at. The supply far outweighs the demand. And everybody has learned over the course of time that if there is no natural demand, you have to create an artificial demand. And the way you create that artificial demand is you drop the prices so low so that people look at it and go, I normally wouldn't consider a Dodge, but at that price, I think I can fit my ass in that seat. I think that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, I want to acknowledge something really quickly. Brad saying, where's Honda? And Brad, if you're at a Honda dealer, you should please get in touch with me, Zach, Z-A-C-H at CarEdge.com. We're trying to add Honda dealers to our CarEdge network. And Nicole saying, yeah, exactly. Where is Honda? And my apologies, folks. I had originally posted this without Honda in it.
Yes.
And then I reposted it with Honda. So there you go. You can see Honda here now on the charts right here. Honda prices have gone down almost 4% average transaction prices since December to March. So there you go. For those of you that were wondering where Honda was on that chart, just an error on my end and posted it a second later. Yeah, man, I think we're going to continue to see price declines, both dealers discounting more. So like the email I got this morning, I remember Joe on the show last week, which again, that Mazda 3 is still for sale. We've got like six people interested in it, but no one has bought that age Mazda 3. Imagine that changes this week. But you know, they're really discounting heavily as dealers, and the manufacturer incentives will continue to build. They have to continue to build. I don't see a world where Jeep, for example, is pulling back on their programs. They have to get more aggressive because it's ultimately just costing them and their dealers a significant amount of money. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing.
And if Jeep were to pull back on their programs, if they were to make the incentives worse, I don't know. I think there would probably be a mutiny among Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealers. I think. You know, they would storm the castle, so to speak. They would all show up at Jeep headquarters and demand heads. It's just there's no way you can placate your dealer partners, even though it's not really a partnership. But there's no way you can placate those dealers if you were to take away or lessen the incentives moving forward. It would be an absolute mutiny, I can assure you.
All right, I want to come here to Tom's comment and then back to the chat. Tom says, auto dealers are now paying for when they charge thousands over MSRP.
There are dealers out there who didn't charge thousands over. Not a lot, but there are dealers. So those dealers that didn't do that and have lowered their transaction prices, they're just playing. They're the ones that were playing fair the whole time. The other ones, you know, they looked at the law of supply and demand and said, well, geez, if we got this demand and we have no supply, you know, we'd be foolish not to take advantage of it. I think it was foolish on their part to take advantage of it, because ultimately those people that paid extra just for the privilege to be able to buy it, well, one day they wake up from the ether and they go, I'll never do business with that dealer again, ever. And so, yeah, you made a short-term profit, but you lost a long-term customer.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing right now. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing right
now.
Yeah, let's jump here to the chat. And then we've got a few really interesting segments for our favorite part of the show. From Movies in 30 Minutes, thank you for the kind contribution and maybe an interesting channel to go check out for those of you that like movies that are 30 minutes.
And maybe we could make a 30-minute movie.
I think we kind of do that on a daily basis. From Chloepo, good to see you, Chloepo.
He's back in the house spending his money. Bless your heart.
Heard through the grapevine, Ray missed me on the Friday and Saturday stream, but I'm back.
True.
Question, deciding between a Chevrolet Tracker 2003 or a Porsche Taycan 2021?
Thoughts? Oh, you're funny. You're funny. I would definitely, don't do the Tracker. Get a Suzuki Samurai instead.
What are these cars?
Well, the Tracker was made by Suzuki, if I'm not mistaken. And it was like a little Jeep type vehicle.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, you know, you're so much cooler to have a Tracker than to have a Cayenne.
That was a Taycan.
I'm sorry. I mean, people are going to look at you and go, oh, a Tracker. Yeah, now that's a cool dude.
Let's keep going here, Dad. We've got for tech for fun, full screen Ray dance with Rocky punches. Yeah, your wishes. One second. Hey,
don't hurt myself. Well, now put me full screen, damn it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Boom. Down goes prices. Down goes prices. There you have it. And people wonder how and when I get my exercise.
Yeah. How could you possibly wonder? It's right there, obviously. From Space Cadet 65. Thank you, Space Cadet 65. I've advertised a 5-year-old car for sale. I'm getting requests from potential buyers to email them a VTR report before they come. Reasonable or scam? What's a VTR report?
A vehicle, something. I don't know. Might have to do with registrations. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not sure either.
If it helps prove ownership, I would say it's reasonable.
Interesting. I don't know what a VTR report is. There's all sorts of interesting companies in the private party space, by the way. So, like, that do
extra. Should I Google that real quick?
No, it's okay. You don't have
to. No, I want to know now. Jeez. I don't know. Okay. I still don't know. Because there's too much stuff that popped up under VTR.
You're a funny man. Space, can I give us a little more context there and we'll try and help you out from Hugo here. Yeah. Thank you, Hugo. I think quality issues is a problem for Dodge. Well said. It's been unchanged for almost a decade and they don't want to charge people more money for it. That's 100% right. That's what we're seeing with all the domestic brands. And quite frankly, all of the brands. Hyundai, Kia is not a domestic brand, and their prices have gone up more than 50% in the past 5 years. Again, though, the data that we've fixated on at the beginning of today's show, the x-axis there, I know our heads are covering up, but it's the average percentage price drop for these transaction prices for these different brands. And Dodge, I know the scale is blocked, but Dodge is over 12%. Chevrolet over 8%. So you can see huge, huge, huge price drops just from December of last year to March of 2024. And in part because, quality is not there, but prices went sky high. Really, really, really interesting data that we have. We're going to switch gears in just a moment. But before we do, from James Meacham. James, congratulations on your new vehicle. James sent me a nice email about his documenting his experience. Great points. As always, deals are there, speaking from recent experience, but you have to work for them. They aren't going to fall into your lap. Ray, if my house fell in value 12% in 3 months, it would feel like 2009.
It would indeed, wouldn't it? And
are we experiencing a similar phenomena here in the auto market to what we experienced then?
To a certain degree, I suppose. We know that serious delinquencies on auto loans are up. Repos aren't necessarily up as much because there's not enough repo companies out there and repo drivers. And a lot of the banks don't want to have to deal with the repo vehicle when it comes back. So, I think to a degree and legitimately there had to be a certain level of disappointment last week when the Fed said we're holding steady on things for the present time.
Yeah.
You know, I am pretty sure the auto industry was hoping against hope that they would, that the Fed would announce a drop in rates. It didn't happen. So if we don't have that drop in rates anytime soon, the affordability issue that we talk about every week continues to be exacerbated. So it's going to make it harder and harder for people to get back into the market. Those people who are already delinquent will fall further behind, and some who are borderline delinquent will become delinquent. So yeah, it could feel, to a certain degree, it could feel in the automotive sector like the Great Recession in 2008-2009 when values of homes were, you know, dropping like rocks.
I'll be super interested to run the same price analysis 3 months from now. You know, I don't have any expectation that it's going to swing back in the other direction. And in a lot of ways, that does feel a lot like, you know, Great Recession, what happened in the housing market. All right, we've got an update on the VTR report piece. Chloe Apo, thank you for the kind contribution. And thank you for this knowledge. Yes. VTRs are scam reports. They send you that they want a VTR report, and then they link a link to purchase it. They are mining your credit card information to spend your money. Do not buy one. And we've got here some confirmation from other members of the community. Jeff saying the same thing. Zach saying the same thing. Steve-O saying the same thing. So no to VTR reports on private party sales. We all just learned something.
A vehicle title report is what it is. And
it's a scam is what it sounds like.
And so it is a scam, apparently. So, you know, this is a wonderful show. We get to share information. We get to absorb information as it comes in. We all get to learn together. It doesn't get much better than that.
100%. I want to share one more comment, and then I want to switch gears to our favorite segment of the show. Armored Clown says, would you recommend waiting until June or July to buy a 2023 Ford F-150? Here's the deal. I would be shopping hard this week. It's the end of the quarter and end of the month. And if you can't make a deal at the end of the quarter and end of the month now, then I would wait till the end of next quarter. You know, like that would be my rationale, especially on those 2023 F-150s that have been sitting around, huge incentives on them from dealers. We have four dealers in our network. I know they're desperate to get rid of their 23s. There was a dealer in our network that was still trying to get rid of a 2022 new one. I mean, they want to get, it's end of quarter. They want to move on. And I would really, really, really be negotiating hard here at the end of the quarter. And then from Space Cadet, thanks all. You saved my tuchus. Yes, absolutely. Space Cadet, do not get scammed.
But may I help? I don't really know how to spell tuchus, but I believe it's T-A-C-H-U-S. Or T-A-U-C-H-U-S. Whatever. It's a nice Yiddish word that means we just saved his ass. Oh, really? You've got to be kidding me.
You may have seen this, Pops. It was posted over on Reddit. An $1,800 a month Kia EV9 payment. Did you see this?
Wait a second. Why would you say I might have seen this if it was?
Whatever.
You know I don't read Reddit.
That, whatever. Can you just go with me here? What do you see?
What is this now? Somebody bought an EV9, yeah. What the
heck? This is a retail
total of payments, $152,000, $45,000 finance. What the hell did they buy? What is this?
83-month loan, $1,813 a month.
What did they buy? And how did a bank approve it? What did they buy?
Kia EV9, Dad.
What?
It's a Kia EV9.
How much is one of those?
Not $100,000. They must have rolled in a boatload of negative equity.
There's no way anybody can get approved for that much. Stop it. This has got to be pending bank approval, because I mean, how much could an EV9 be? 60 grand? 65 grand? Call it 70 grand. I don't think they're that much. Okay. How are you getting $107,000 financed on a $70,000 car? If it is even $70,000. That makes no sense at all. Are there any signatures on there? Did somebody actually sign that damn thing?
EV9s can evidently get up over 70. I mean, that one was $77,000. So they're $78,000. So there are some expensive Kia EV9s.
Stop it. Just stop it. That come on. $107,000 financed. Get the hell out of here. What is wrong with people? Did somebody actually sign this contract?
Yeah, I think so. It was posted by someone on Reddit saying their coworker purchased this vehicle.
Well, I'm going to say this is in as nice a manner as I can. The coworker's a moron. Okay, with a capital M. Okay, I mean that is you. Everybody in that person's life failed them, including the person who signed. I mean, that is just an abject failure of the person who signed it and everybody around that person. I mean, how do you do that? How do you sign up for an 83-month loan? 83 months at $1,800 and some dollars a month to, you know, what are you going to tell me? Oh, but I'm saving $200 a month because it's an electric car and I don't have to buy gasoline. Do you have any idea how many years you'd have to keep that? Keep it like 100 years and you might make your money back. I mean, this is just sheer stupidity. And get that person's email address and send them a complimentary guide on how you buy a car from CarEdge. I mean, you can't. God.
I think it could make sense. Not financial sense. I just mean, like, this is real. Like, $78,000 car sold at, I don't know, $5,000 over MSRP takes you up to $83,000. You roll your taxes, and let's say taxes were 10%, so that's another $8,000. So now we're up to $91,000. Then there's dealer fees and your negative equity. I mean, you are up to $107,000 being financed on a $78,000 Kia EV9. It's just absurd to think that over the lifetime of paying off this vehicle, 83 months at 10.65%, you're spending $152,000 to drive around a Kia.
If you look, if we could see all the information, the customer's first name would be Mo and their last name would be Ron. Okay. Yeah. And I really, there is no way, you know, ether, put a handkerchief over there and they were falling asleep when they signed. I mean, nobody could sign for that. How can anybody say, I'm going to buy a Kia, and by the time I'm done making all the payments, I'm going to feel good about having spent $152,000 for a Kia? Okay? How could any human being do that? It just serenity now, bankruptcy later. It just goes to show that no matter how hard we try to help educate people, we're failing in that we can't educate enough people fast enough. That there's still, I mean, that salesperson just bought a vacation home in the Maldives, for goodness sake, probably paid cash. Okay. I mean, everybody at the dealership must have been high-fiving each other, and the dealer principal must have been going, it's a good time to own a Kia franchise. It's just, there's no hope.
No hope. All right, let's come here, Dad. We've got a contribution from Matthew. Matthew, thank you. I am looking to get a 2023 Acura RDX A-Spec Advance with under 10,000 miles for under $40,000. Do you think this will be possible? Let's try and help Matthew real quick, Dad. I'm going to go to CarEdge.com. Bear with me for a moment. Let's see if we can help him out.
Yes.
by standby. CarEdge.com. First thing I'm doing is I'm going to the car search.
Yeah, that's where I would go.
And whoops, make, model, Acura. Yeah. And then what do we say? RDX.
RDX A-spec.
All right, so I'm going to come down here to trim. And we're looking for an A-spec. I'm going to do all the A-specs just so I've got my bases covered here. All right, so we've got all the A-specs. And then he said under 10,000 miles?
Under 10,000 miles for under 40K.
And what year did he want?
2023.
Okay. Let's see what we're working with here.
I'm going to say probably not.
There's 254 for sale nationwide that meet that criteria.
Yeah.
What do you think? Sort it by price? Sort it by... Yeah.
Sort it by price.
I mean, to be out the door at under 40 grand is going to be really hard. I mean, we don't know where you live. And, yeah. You know, a result in Florida just gives me pause.
Well, I don't know why with that $1,500 dock fee they're going to throw in there. And I would be suspicious, let's face it, some Toyota
principal in Toyota in Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm suspicious at inexpensive prices being advertised online.
You can see with this dealer, you know, they even have a review, Dad, 3-star review. So, you know. Never again will I trade my vehicle here. So it sounds like they were fair on pricing, but had a not so good trade. And so, you know, some insight there. You can look at the price history. Wow, they've come down significantly. Holy cow. They're down $7,000 on it from when they originally listed it for sale. Sorry, let me scroll down just a little bit more.
But I would be curious as to actually, if you were to go there, what the real price is, are they going to charge you a reconditioning fee, transportation, whatever? I mean,
I think the dealer review starts to highlight that. I mean, it seems like they're pretty good, but not great. Pretty good, but not great is, you know, what our Car Edge community is telling us with the 3-star review.
It might be difficult.
If you're willing to search nationwide and understand that you're going to have to pay for shipping, depending on where you live, I think it's possible.
Or maybe you fly there and drive it home.
Yeah. Yeah. Difficult, but potentially possible. We've got here from GT Mustang. Thank you, GT Mustang. Currently leasing up in August. Looking to get a Challenger or Mustang. Do you foresee decent deals by that time? We'll look to work with Car Edge. Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why anything. I think the end of each quarter, December this year is going to be bonkers. The way we're trending, December this year is going to be absurd.
Sure.
I think the end of every quarter between here and the end of the year is going to be great. So August, yeah, August will be fine.
Should
August be real good.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, pups, let's call it a show. If we can help you out, go check out caredge.com. And please use Deal School. It's 100% free, caredge.com/dealschool. Dad, happy Monday to you. You look good.
Well, thank you.
We'll try again. We'll try again tomorrow with the intro. You really flubbed that today.
I did. I don't know what happened. And I do apologize. I've had my 1.5 cups of coffee and I thought I would have been fresh, but apparently I was not. So tune in tomorrow to see if I get the intro correct then.
All right, guys. We'll see you then. Love you, pups.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you later, handsome.